You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are the Mad Men of Masculinity.
Your home for healthy masculinity. We're just real men having real conversations for you.
And we're live.
Hey, I am Kirk M. Samuels.
And this guy is Jason B. Kendrick.
And we are the Mad Men of Masculinity.
That's right. We're just real men having real conversations.
For who?
For you.
For you. We're doing this for you.
Right here in your home for healthy masculinity.
Doing this thing for you. KLDC, 1220 AM in the Mile High City. And on the interwebs everywhere.
It's like a ghost town around here. We're the only kids in the building.
We are. This is
like Home Alone.
As we record this, it's Christmas holiday season and the whole daggone office. Everybody, all the stations, everybody's out doing some Christmas party or something like that. But we are here doing this for you.
For you.
Because we committed to the cause. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we do it. We come in here no matter what. Rain, we're like the post office. Rain, sleet, or shine. We always get it done.
Speaking of which.
What?
So today is exactly a week before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Why I decided to wait till today to ship presents to my son.
Oh,
went to the post office. Man. It was bananas up in that bad boy, man. Lying out the door. People bringing in like wagons of stuff to ship off. I was like literally. Like a whole, who gonna bring a wagon into the post office, man? You got problems.
Well, they want to make like multiple trips.
I guess. I don't know. But either way, and you got a nerve to bring a wagon, and you're going to wait to the last minute. You're holding me up, me and my procrastination.
Well, yeah, I was about to say.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get in the way of me and my procrastination.
See, all y'all looking at each other side-eyed, getting mad because all y'all forgot until a week before.
That's exactly what I did, man. Then I'm driving here, and I'm kind of hoarse because the Temptation Silent Night came on, man. And I was trying to keep up with the song, and yeah, I shouldn't do that. Man.
Sometimes you gotta know your lane.
Yeah, I mean, I believed I could, man. I believed I could. I had a belief system that told me that I could keep up with the Temptations singing Silent Night.
Couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it, man. But I was believing in myself.
That's good. Belief is a good thing. But you know what? You know, one of the things, it being this time of year, it being the holidays, one of the things that keeps getting repeated over and over again is, you know, be grateful, have gratitude. But what I've noticed is there's a lot of folks out there that aren't really that grateful, and that the holidays are really a tough time of year. And it gets us back into one of the things we talked about before. And I think Tammy brought it up, you know, our psychotherapist that came on, belief systems and mindset. And what I'm seeing is, and, you know, going through a lot of the same personal development work and therapy and everything else, is that we have belief systems that are ingrained in us, that are running the show, like the operating system, like the iOS or the OS, running our life, creating everything, but we're not even aware of what's going on. Plus, most of those belief systems weren't even ours. They were downloaded to us by parents or church or society or whatever else. And so what I've learned is a lot of times there's just these three types of belief systems. There's the positive belief systems, which are good, the neutral belief systems, which are just informative, then the negative belief systems, which tend to be pull you down and color everything negative. It's like you put on a certain color glasses and everything's got that color, or that color's highlighted. And we come into the season and everybody's like, oh, be grateful, be happy. And we just had Thanksgiving. Oh, be thankful and be grateful. But their belief systems running underneath going, nah, I don't think so.
You know, you mentioned Thanksgiving specifically. You know, we do Thanksgiving. A day, at least a day, where here in this country, you know, we carve out a official, full on red letter holiday to be thankful, to have gratitude for everything that we have, and to be thankful. We pause and be thankful. And then what do?
Either
that night or the very next day, we go right back out and we buy a bunch of stuff. We get right back out of the mall, and we got to shop, and we got to buy. We need more stuff. I mean, so we went from being thankful for everything we have to now we need more. We got to get more stuff. And then what we do after the weekend, Cyber Monday comes around, and we got to go online, and we got to go get more than, you know, the holiday season, man. The malls are crowded. Everybody, I mean, you know, man, Amazon and Temu is just going off the chain right now. I'm not saying that my wife orders a lot from Amazon. What I am saying is we got an invitation to our Amazon driver's wedding. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm like, every day I show up, I'm like, man, this, I mean, we got packages on it. So anyhow, but we do have kind of a conflicting, you know, sense of priorities when it comes to gratitude and when it comes to, are we really thankful, like, for stuff, you know, or do we really believe in the idea of gratitude and being thankful for what we have? And if we do, why do we keep thinking we need more? We need to get more.
Well, I think that I love that you brought that up and said that, because I think that comes right back to the belief systems. Because when we have a negative belief system running in the background, running subconsciously, it basically makes us ungrateful. It makes it impossible for us to see the reality of our life and be grateful for it, because it's a negative belief system saying either we're not worthy, we're not good enough, we're not lovable, you know, we're not capable, et cetera, et cetera. And so now we have to fill that hole with something else. And those things tend to be external things. And so, yeah, just to your, like to your point, you said, we have this day that's all about being thankful and being with family and being with friends. And then the next day we're right back at trying to fill this hole, or, you know, being led by the materialistic belief system, which is something that's ingrained in a lot of us by the media.
I am, you know, I'm a picture thinker. Like, I think in pictures and stuff like that. And I think of the word belief. I think of the word believe. And the very first two letters of those two words are B. And when I compare that and contrast that to, wait a minute, don't we have to be first in order to have a solid belief, or a solid, you know, just believing, as opposed to the do and the go? Seems like we do more doing and going than we do believing, and we should be human beings and not human doings and human goings.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest issue that we're facing, especially in the West and America today, is just that there's never enough. Yeah. And I mean, that's why there's a lot of reasons I've had a bunch of different jobs. But one of the reasons I don't do sales anymore is because it's never enough. You know, it's always a moving goal line. And if you're in sales and that's your thing, more power to you. I mean, I couldn't do it, because I like to have, like, very simple. Here's your checklist. Go do that and get that done. I get to have a little victory every time I get my task done and whatnot. But when we have this moving goalposts and we have this never enough mentality coming from a space inside of us that maybe feels empty or lonely or disconnected, that's part of those belief systems, which I think a lot of us have inherited from our parents, from our grandparents, from just society in general. And so it's upon us, incumbent upon us as adults, to at some point take, you know, stock of that and go, okay, am I happy? What does happiness mean to me? Is it all the stuff I'm being told out there? Or is there something intrinsically more inside me that actually makes me happy? And then focus on that, and then retrain our brain, because a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And I mean, that's one of the things that we are really starting to see now in the government and just the Western world. I mean, the whole world really, is that if you tell a lie enough times and tell it with emphasis and emotion, people will start to believe that and make that true. And we keep seeing that all over the place now, where all the people believe things that may or may not be true. And then you have to look at yourself like, well, okay, if my life isn't the way I want it to, and I, you know, I'm not getting the things I want, I'm not creating the things I want in life, what's the underlying belief system? What's the underlying core thing that's keeping me from gratitude, keeping me from happiness? And how can I change that?
Ideally, the things that, if you have a belief or if you believe in something, that thing should make you fulfilled. And if there's no fulfillment coming from that, then you got to ask yourself, A, is that something that I should be believing in, or is that something I really do believe in? Because, you know, if consumerism, I mean, if that is not the goal, but that is your life, then you got to ask yourself, do I really, you know, maybe my foundational belief is buying stuff. And I'm not trying to be a Grinch, you know, I'm not trying to all that kind of, you know, fine. I mean, I'm not anti-gifts. It's not my primary love language, but some people it is. But even those people, it's not even about just, you know, buying over the top stuff. It's about, I want to know that you were thinking about me when you were at the store and you had the checkout line, you got me a pack of gum because that blah, 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 blah. So I'm not trying to be a Grinch, but at the same time, I'm thinking, you know, man, does it bring you fulfillment? Like, the, you know, does whatever it is bring you fulfillment? If it doesn't bring you fulfillment, then it leaves you with a hole. And that hole, you just keep trying to fill it over and over again, and it's empty. It's a void. It's not there. And so if you believe in something, you know, if you believe in God, then God should bring you fulfillment. I mean, if you believe in family and gratitude, and those things should bring you fulfillment. I mean, all those kinds of things. But if there's not fulfillment, then you got to ask yourself, is there a contradiction? Is there a, you know, is there, am I aligned with what I believe, and am I chasing the things that I believe or not?
Well, and that's something too, is that I think a lot of folks believe, and there's the word again, they believe their beliefs are set in stone. Like, oh, I just believe this, or I'm just this way, or, and we know, I mean, coming from addiction and coming from a lot of the men's work and stuff, you have to realize that you can change. And that's the first step, is like, first you got to acknowledge, I have this belief system, I have this pattern, I have this addiction, etc. And I can change that. I'm going to need help because this just feels like normal to me. Like when we had Tammy on and she asked, like, are you happy? It's like, well, I think I'm happy, but how do I know? Because this is just me. This is my normal. Is my normal happiness? Well, I don't know, because I don't know what true happiness is. And so, like, to your point, is it fulfilling you? And if it's not, then it's time to look at it and go, this needs to change. I need to do something, take some step, find some help, talk to somebody to find a better way, because neuroplasticity is a thing. You can change your brain. And when you realize that you can break it down and chunk it down, that this big belief, whether it's negative or neutral or whatnot, that has been running my life subconsciously, is something I can actually change. But most of us just go, oh, that's just the way I am. That was my daddy was that way, my mama was that way, my uncles were that way, and that's just the way we are. No, you can choose to change. Now, it's going to take work, but knowing that a belief is just a thought that you kept thinking until you hardwired and wired a neural pathway to go, it just fires automatically. So you're not, that's why it feels like this is just who I am, because it happens so automatic that you're not even thinking, it's subconscious. And so if you're having trouble during the holidays, if you don't like the holidays, if you're having trouble being grateful or being thankful, or if you're a shopaholic or an addict, you know, some other way, and you're trying to fill this hole inside you with something outside yourself, maybe it's time to look at some of those belief systems and see if they need changing. You know, you change the oil in your car, maybe you need to change the belief systems in your head.
I believe we need a break.
Do we?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is that time?
I think it's that time. We'll be right back. Mad Men and Masculinity on KLDC. Boom.
Where's your clock, man?
Right here.
Did you turn it on?
No, because we got the first timer up there. Yeah.
That's what I was looking at. It was only like 12 and a half, and I was like,
Yeah, I'm like, keep But if I would have said something, we'd have been...
That's all right. You
know, I was like, man, if I jump in there, man, we're going to be... Because I got a whole nother stream going on.
Whole nother thought
process. I got a whole nother tangent I'm about to... Nice. Drop a bomb.
Let's do it.
Dropping bombs.
Boom. All right, here we go. Yes. Yes, we are live.
Yeah.
This is live and direct,
mm-hmm.
right here on KLDC.
That's right.
You're madman of the holiday season. Yeah. We are grateful. We have gratitude for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in and getting us almost to 3,000 subscribers. We're shooting for 10,000 this year.
Boom. On it. If you're watching us live or even later, you can comment on this bad boy. If you're watching us live as we stream this, if you comment not on our individual pages, but if you go to the Mad Men of Masculinity Facebook page or YouTube page and comment, we'll see it, and we'll see it in real time. We'll put you up on the screen. JBK, make you famous.
That's what I do. I make you famous.
He'll make you famous. We love to hear. Do you agree? Do you disagree? You know, what are your thoughts on this whole thing? And of course, you know, hey, all month long we're doing free likes and free subscribes.
That's right.
So we won't even charge you this month to get on board, get a little notice, hit the ding, and all that kind of good stuff, man. So I had a thought, and
he's been thinking.
Be careful, get a fire extinguisher. I think you know, we have this cognitive dissonance in our culture, the way we operate versus the way we say, because I think we're addicted to more things than we believe in. And I think we get into the habits and the patterns and of the activities, but they don't align with the things that we really want to believe in. And so we find ourselves kind of always taking a step back. I remember in the depths of my addiction, man, I did all the things I didn't want to do and all the things I wanted to do, I didn't do. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. And so, you know, we get caught up in these habits and these patterns and these behavior loops that don't align with something deep. You know, we're all on a spiritual journey, whatever that looks like for you. I mean, we're, you know, these bodies are just kind of encasements for the spiritual nature of who we are. And so there's something that doesn't align on your, like he said, on your outside and on your inside. And that's where we find like, man, I got to do better. I want to do better. I got to get out of this thing. I got to get off this merry-go-round. This carousel is killing me, all this other kind of stuff. But I think we have this cultural cognitive dissonance because all these things that we supposedly believe in America, we don't practice. You know, this, I mean, you know, truth, justice, the American way and brotherly love and freedom and all this other kind of stuff in the, you know, the country that espouses freedom, we have the most incarcerated, you know, population on earth. You know, I mean, you can go on and on and on, you know, and it's like, I think there's a disconnect between the things that we're addicted to versus the things that we say we believe.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that, you know, just kind of popped in my head is that you have to be careful what you say you believe in and what you say you are, because whatever you say after I am is the most powerful statement in the universe. And we don't realize a lot of times that we are always changing. We're always growing. We're always evolving. But most of the time, it's not conscious. And so, like, to your point, it's very difficult sometimes to change an addiction because you get stuck in that unconscious behavior cycle, that loop where I know better. I know I should be going to the gym instead of buying a six pack. I know I should be going out on a date instead of hitting the computer. I know I should be doing this and that instead of what it is I'm just compelled to do. That's because that unconscious belief system, that operating system, is running you. And so it's much easier to change those addictions. It's much easier to change those behaviors by changing those belief systems, because then it literally makes you a new person. It's like when you get a new update on your computer, it makes it a new computer. Your OS system update on your phone, it makes it like a new phone. It always changes things. So for us, realizing as people that if we're not having gratitude, if we're not having joy, if we're not fulfilled, maybe something in our belief system needs to change. And if we don't know what that is or know how to do it, it's time to find help and say, I need help. I want to change. Because just saying, like Kurt's point, just saying, I know better, but I can't do, you know, yeah, you can know better. You know, you need to go to the gym and eat less and, you know, do all these things to be a healthier person. You know, you shouldn't be jealous and angry and have emotional outbursts and yell at your kids. But knowing that and doing that are two different things, because those subconscious belief systems are running the show. And until you take a handle on that and start working on changing those, you're not going to be that different person, that new person you want to be. You're just the other person who knows better, depressed because you can't do it better.
And when you update that operating system, you need to update everything else that's associated with that. You need to update all the other parts of your life, all the other parts of who you are and what you do to align with the new operating system. We've all had the cell phone updates where then all of a sudden every app that you open says you need to update the app. You need to update the app because it no longer it's no longer in synchronicity, whatever words you want to use. It no longer aligns with the operating system that's now active on the device. When your personal life device updates, you got to update everything else around it. That's why we both do coaching. That's why we both help people offline get online with life and everything that they want, because we all need help in that. And parts of that help is, again, updating all of the periphery things outside of your personal operating system.
Yeah, that's why we both get coaching. So we both get help. I mean, may not be all the time, but we definitely, when it's like we have a big project, I'm having a struggle, then it's either calling each other or going out and finding somebody to help us, because you need that outside viewpoint, because we have, as human beings, we have blinders on to our blind spots. We all have blind spots, and everybody else looks at us and go, why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? Why can't they see? We can't see the things that are running our lives, but other people can see it much more easy. So having help, having a coach, having a therapist who can say things that you're just not aware of because your head is stuck in your little box. You know, it's like you got VR goggles on and you can't see the rest of the world. And you need somebody to go, hey, what about this? Oh, yeah. Because as human beings, we get stuck in those loops. And even though we, quote unquote, know better, you know, to know and not to do is not to know. So, quote unquote, knowing better, I know I need to eat better. I know I need not to drink. I know I need X, Y, and Z. to be a healthier person, but I can't seem to stop myself. That means that subconscious belief system, that operating system, is running the show. So it's time to change it. And for most of us, especially in the West, we have such a negative bias culture. We have a negativity bias because of just how we're raised and why so many people are so stressed out and need, you know, antidepressants and all these other medications just to get through the day. You know, while alcoholism is on the rise, because they are stuck in this cycle of being in the same pattern of thinking. And so you need help to get out of that. But because it's a negativity bias, when somebody goes, oh, it's the holidays, be grateful. You can't even be grateful because that negativity bias, those negative belief patterns are running the show. So you can't even see the forest for the trees. You're just stuck in negativity.
Let me be transparent here. I'm gonna put myself on Front Street. I'm gonna be vulnerable here. When I was in the depths of my addiction, I had a what I would say a belief that I am a relational person, that I want relationship. I'm an extrovert. I love people. All those other kind of things. I wanted deep, meaningful relationships in my life. At the same time, I was spending copious amounts of time, ridiculous, inordinate amounts of time by myself consuming broadband internet pornography. The two of those do not align. I mean, the two concepts can't exist in the same space, like light and dark. I can't spend hours upon hours daily consuming online digitally, and at the same time expecting to have healthy offline relationships with anyone, women or I mean, like friends or romantic, intimate, personal relationship. And so one of those things had to give, either my belief or my actions and my activities, and I needed help with that. I got help with that, and I had to not only update my operating system, but I had to update everything that I did outside of that. Otherwise, everything that I in my heart knew that I believed, I was never going to get that. I was never going to see that because I was always unfulfilled. There was always another website. There was always another click. There was always another video to watch. And it literally consumed me. And I just had a cognitive dissonance of what I want, I couldn't have, because what I had, I didn't want.
I think most of us nowadays are living with cognitive dissonance and don't realize it, because we want things, but we don't know how to get them. And we don't know how to get out of our subconscious belief spirals and patterns to get those things. And to your point, if you're always thinking I need one more thing, that thing is going to make me happy, then you're still looking external. And that's a huge flashing neon sign to say, go look inside, look internally. Because if you can do the internal work and get some support and help to do the internal work to change some of those belief systems, and it could be just as simple as doing a meditation and telling yourself the opposite of what the belief system is telling you. Like, if you feel unworthy, I am worthy. If you feel unlovable, I am lovable. I am capable. You know, I am a worthy, capable, lovable, fantastic person. Something different than what that voice in your head is telling you, and do that consistently enough to start to rewire those programs in your brain, because that's all it is. This was a thought that was given to you or that you made up as a child that started to run, and you didn't know any better to say, no, that's not true. And then you created the hardwired neural pathways, and now it feels like this is just me. This is just how I think. That's the voice in my head, and I'm just this way, so I can't change. It's not true. Every one of us can change. That's why we're here, is to change.
Yeah, I had to develop my I ams. In my case, for me and for my life and for what I wanted, my I ams became very powerful. I'm blessed, I'm strong, I'm forgiven, I'm healthy, I'm free, I'm gifted, I'm empowered to prosper. I'm loved by God, I'm redeemed by Christ, I'm a friend of God, I'm capable of more than I know, and I'm going to see God do wonders today. And I updated that operating system for me in my life. That's the direction I wanted to go in. Has nothing to do with performance, has nothing to do with perfection, has nothing to do with any of that kind of stuff. And then, again, then I needed to rewire all the apps that surrounded my life. I needed to do things different. You know, I needed to get into healthy relationships. I needed to get out of the same spaces that I spent a whole lot of time in. You know, yesterday we got to play some mid-December golf. I mean, a round of freaking golf is wildly therapeutic. I mean, it is amazing with being out in the sun, being on the elements, hitting a golf ball. And man, I actually had a probably one of my better days of playing golf yesterday, man. I was, you know, I mean, you know, a handful of pars. It was par three course, but still, you know, But I mean, you know, that's my point of, you know, exactly what we're talking about in terms of rewiring the re-updating the operating system of our life to align what we say we believe and what we want, but then also getting outside of the box. You know, the directions for getting outside of the box are written on the outside of the box. So you need somebody sometimes outside of the box to help you get outside the box, because otherwise you're stuck in the box in the dark, not understanding or realizing how to get out of the box, which is also why we're passionate about connecting people who are outside of boxes with other people who may need help getting direction to get outside of the box. And so, you know, these are the kind of things that, you know, that go along with your belief systems and where you go and what your life looks like in terms of, you know, man, am I seeing the things in my life that I really want? And am I finding fulfillment? I was hella fulfilled yesterday, man. I was, you know, I had some sweet potato fries afterwards, man. That was good stuff, man. I mean, golf in mid-December, you know, with my homie, beautiful weather. I mean, all that kind of good stuff, man. It was amazing. You know,
so what you're saying is that you were grateful.
My gratitude bucket was overflowing. It was overfloweth. And then, you know, into my cup. And then when I get home, man, I got gratitude, you know, for my wife. I get home, man, we do some stuff around the house, put up Christmas decorations, you name it, man. I had tremendous gratitude for that opportunity. You know what I'd be grateful for right now?
Let's grate for ourselves a break.
Yeah, let's grate for ourselves a break out of here, man.
Mad Men of Masculinity right here on KLDC. We'll be right back.
Boom.
I'm glad I looked at the timer because I was about to dive into a whole other
thing. Yeah, well, I was trying to like stretch it because I was like, oh, I'm at 12:30.
I saw that. I saw you look down and look up like
12:30. All right, let me keep talking. Let me stretch it.
See how we're off the cuff, flying by the seat of our pants, just trying to make it work.
Winging it. We're back.
Yes, we are.
Mad Men and Masculinity.
Right here on KLDC.
That's right. 12:20 a.m.
In the Mile High City.
Home of the NBA champs.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say MLB champs. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
We're going to win the World Series. Watch.
We're already heading towards that that Red Sox
Rockies,
kind of curse thing.
We're going to win the World Series, man. We're going to do it. I'm telling you, we're going to be good one of these years.
It's going to happen. We got Prime in the house, so, you know, he's up in Boulder, so some of that's going to flow down.
Oh, you know that.
That's going to trickle down. We have some trickle down. Prime doing his thing.
I am all on board with Coach Prime.
Yeah.
I'm all in. All my chips in the middle of the table, man. I believe.
That man's got it going on.
I believe. We coming. Speaking of believe, boom, there it is.
Believe.
I mean, man, you know, I mean, just you can turn around a program if you just believe and you put some action with that thing.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the first thing you have to realize that a belief is just a thought that you keep on thinking, which can be changed. So you're not stuck in the mud. You're not stuck in the mire. You're not set in concrete. You're not set in stone. You can change. And back to what we were talking about in the last episode or last segment. If you keep looking outside yourself for one more thing, you just need, you know, one more item to buy, you need one more drink, you need one more outside thing to get you through the day, maybe it's time to minimize. Maybe it's time to get back out in nature. Just like we were talking about, we went out and played golf. It's one of the best things about Denver is if you can get through the days that are below zero and snowy and icy and hard, then you have days like we have this week. This almost this entire week's like 50 degrees and sunny and gorgeous and beautiful. But don't let anybody else know that outside of Denver because it's already getting too crowded. But getting out in nature, I mean, we talked about the three-day effect. I mean, some folks in University of Colorado in Boulder did an experiment where when you go out in nature without any cell phones, without any electronics, and you camp or whatever for 3 days, 72 hours, you will have a whole body, whole mind reset, and you will get back centered. Your circadian rhythms will get back on track. Your whole body will reset itself back to its natural rhythm. Because one of the things we don't think about is how being in the city, being on concrete, being around all the radio waves and cell phone waves and electromagnetic frequencies and all these things, how they affect us. We just get normalized to it. We just get used to it. And then it sends us in a certain direction or makes us feel a certain way. And we're not grounded anymore. We're not out in nature. We're stuck in these, you know, concrete jungles and have lost some of our natural cycles of being with nature and the natural cycles of the season.
It's important for us as men to get out into nature.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, nature is feminine, right? And so when we get into nature, we literally penetrate femininity with our masculinity. And it reaffirms who we are as men. And so, you know, in terms of belief, you know, getting out into those spaces, man, and resetting all those kinds of things and experiencing that. And yeah, just kind of get on vitamin D. It's free, you know, from the sun, man. And all we got to do is get out there and do our thing, man. But you gotta believe in the right things. And then you got to do the things that align with your beliefs in order to find fulfillment in those things that you believe in.
Yeah, I mean, fulfillment and joy and happiness are really an inside job, which I'm sorry to tell you, because for most of us, we've been trained all our life that everything is outside of us. That perfect partner, that perfect job, $1 million, all those things are going to finally make me happy. And then you can talk to anybody who's won the lottery or made billions of dollars or whatever. Once they get there, that ain't it. And they realize, okay, well, I've got all the stuff I wanted and I'm still not happy. I'm still feeling unfulfilled. Because it's an external thing. You got to find your fulfillment internally. And for a lot of us, it's because we haven't found whatever lights us up and then give that away. It's something that's counter to how we're trained in the West. In the West, we're like, you got to go out and get, and then you'll be happy. And then once you get so much, then you can be happy. Well, you can be happy right now, especially if you're of service and you're living from a heart-centered place. And you're living from gratitude. And one of the best ways to live from gratitude is to do something that makes somebody else grateful, to be of service to that person. But so many of us are so afraid. And I think it's because of the societal norms we live in. The more people get, the more stingy they get, the more they feel like they don't have. And it's really interesting because you see a lot of the homeless folks are some of the most generous people in the world. They know about loss. They know about not having. And so they're always sharing. But then you get people who have millions of dollars and big houses like that, and they're some of the most stingy people, and they don't want to give. And then you wonder why they're not happy, they're not fulfilled, because they've forgotten about giving and service. And that's one of the keystones to happiness and fulfillment as a human being.
You know, that's true. And I mean, we do get programmed to go get all yours. I'm going to go get my degree. I'm going to go get my job. I'm going to go get my career. I'm going to go get me a spouse. I'm going to go get me some kids. I'm going to go get me a dog. I'm going to go get me a house. I'm going to go get me or whatever. But we don't get trained to give as much as, if not more than what we get. And I think, you know, to your point, you don't really realize how blessed you are until you begin to give and serve. You know, you don't really experience the full abundance of life until you give in some kind of way. And until you get outside of yourself and what you have and what you need and what you want. And start to help and do for other people in any kind of way. I went to Rwanda about 9 years ago, I think. First time I'd ever been on another continent outside of like the Caribbean and South America. Man, I spent, a couple weeks over there doing, you know, just all kinds of stuff, man. Got to see some genocide stuff. And man, it changed everything for me. We got to serve and got to do a lot of things. And then when I came back home, and very first thing I did was jumped in my shower because we had been traveling for 2 days to get back home wearing the same clothes on airplanes and airports. And I was just like, ugh. Then I got in my shower, realized I had like 15 settings on my shower head and I had unlimited water. I mean, and I just got in the shower and I just cried, man. I just bawled. And I mean, it was just so humbling in so many different ways. And I also learned after that trip, I have never complained in a restaurant. Because, I mean, we live in America. We can eat anything we want almost 24 hours a day. You can have it delivered to your door. I mean, we got places like Costco. I mean, man, we got pallets and pallets of just stuff. I mean, the grocery stores don't even have doors these days, some of them. I mean, we are just so tremendously blessed. But But we don't realize all of that because we're so busy getting that we never realize to give is to live.
Yeah, we need to start a new movement of giving, of being a service, and minimizing, because there's something about getting, because it doesn't, it's just like any other addiction. And I'm really starting to see the materialism epidemic as really an addiction, because yeah, that first little thing you got, oh, that was, you know, I'm high and this is amazing. I felt great. But then next time you need a little bit more, a little bit more. And it's the same thing with materialism. It's, oh, I need the new iPhone. I need a new watch. I need a new car. Well, what's wrong with the old car? What's wrong with the old watch? Well, they're not new. I need the new thing to get the, you know, the dopamine hit. Well, these are all signs that we're not fulfilling ourselves. We're not living out of gratitude, and our belief systems are in a negative scope. So take these signs, realize, hey, there is something I can do about it. Either I need to break away from the societal norms and make up my own mind and decide that I want to change my mind. And sometimes the best thing to do is minimize what it is you have. Most of us are drowning in stuff. I mean, George Carlin has the greatest bit ever about storage sheds. Oh, I got all my stuff. Now I need another place to store more of my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we here in the West are just drowning in stuff. People are hoarders, and none of that stuff makes you any happier. None of that stuff fulfills you. As a matter of fact, it buries you and becomes another addiction. And so minimizing and going through your closets and taking the stuff out that you haven't worn in years and donating it, give it away, do something to benefit somebody else, then you'll start to feel a bit better. You'll start to gain a little bit of insight of, and probably have a little bit of gratitude for the rest of the stuff you have. I think a lot of times the stuff we own owns us. And when we have more of that stuff, it blinds us to how much we have, because then it just becomes this race to get more. And we see that a lot with a lot of the folks who have achieved such amazing wealth and abundance, but then their mindset is more, more, more. And I guarantee, I mean, they were driven to get there, which is amazing in and of itself. You know, that's kind of 1% mindset, but that drive maybe have gone out of hand. And now they're like, you know, power corrupts, the absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. People just want everything, but maybe they need less.
How many of us have, I mean, us rhetorically in our culture, have a 2-3-4 car garage and we got to park outside the driveway because our garages are full of stuff. And, you know, and then industry will drive us to needing more stuff. I mean, prime example, these little cell phones. These things have more computing power than space capsule that went to the moon, you know, but every year they come out with a new version and we got to have it. There's a line outside down the street because I got to have the last latest one. I need a 50 megapixel camera on my cell phone. I mean, oh, but next year is going to be a 60 megapixel camera. Mm-hmm. You know, we look at internet download speeds and all that kind of stuff. You know, man, the internet companies are coming out with, you know, a gig up and down. And do you need 1,000 megs up? And, like, what are you, George Lucas? I mean, are you making Star Wars movies at your house? I mean, you know, it's like you need more and more and more stuff. And so industry drives us because it's part of our culture. Again, because I think there's a disconnect between what we believe and what we do and how we act out of what we do. And so I think we get into these circles and cycles, but we say we want to believe in certain things when in actuality, if you're doing this, do you really believe that? I don't know.
Yeah, it reminds me, like you talk about pictures, you're seeing pictures. I see a picture of that, you know, there's two lines and there's two desks, and one of them is like comfortable lies and uncomfortable truths. It's like, do I want to, you know, do I want to do the same thing and be unhappy, or do I want to change my life and be happy? It's like, there's a big old long line to do the same thing, but I know I need to be changed. I know I need to do this to be happy, but I don't want to change. I don't want to do the work. Well, maybe it's time to change your mind. Maybe it's time to look at your mindset, look at your belief systems and go, is this working for me? And I guarantee you, if you're in the West, you're probably dealing with either stress, depression, some sort of addiction, or all of the above, because we're not learning how to change our belief systems and live from a giving gratitude space from the heart, because we're so driven to and so influenced. I mean, everything is an influence to buy, be this, you're not skinny enough, you're not tall enough, you're not, you know, wealthy enough, you're not enough is basically all we hear all day long through every advertisement. And then we wonder why we have an addiction and epidemic of massive proportions of all different kinds of shopping, of drinking, of drugs, of sex, of everything else. And then we go, well, we have to start a war on this. We have to start a war on that. And we have to find a committee to fix these problems. Maybe we need to stop all that junk and get back to who we are, minimize. Because I guarantee you, when you have less, you're grateful for more because you have less to worry about.
And I hope maybe in this last segment we can circle this back to men and the application, mm-hmm. the way it plays out for men. I got a confession. A confession how this has played out the last couple of weeks with us. So, you know, as you may or may not have been paying attention, my last computer, you know, we've been having issues with this connection and speed in and out of this. So I ended up getting another computer. You know, and I get the next computer thanks to somebody over here. You know, found me a link where I got me a computer, and I got a computer, and then, you know, I got a new computer. It's got all this new speed and RAM and blah, 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 blah. I get the computer last week. The camera on the computer wasn't all that great. So, man, all right. So now next week I'm going to have me a new camera. So I ordered me a new camera, HD camera for my new computer. Then I powered up today and I'm looking at them like, man, Jace, you need a new camera on your mine is HD and yours don't look HD, man. And that's how this thing works, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, is it ever enough, man? Yeah. So speaking of enough, we're a little bit late, but let's go into a break here. We'll be right back. Mad Men and Masculinity.
Never enough.
We just saw this play out, man. I literally have now I got four laptops at home. And then with this brand new one, now I had to go out and get me a new HD camera. And now I'm sitting here like, man, you know, my camera looks better than yours, man. You need to step it up.
Yeah.
You know, and then what? You know, then it's like, well, you go get a 4K camera. Then, you know, well, now we need to get 8K cameras.
Well, you know, now I got to get a new laptop that's got a USB 3.0 drive and then a new camera. And then I need a 2 terabytes solid state hard drive instead of the 256 gigabytes that I got, you know. Crazy, man. It's always up and up.
Madness. It's madness, man.
It's time for throw it all away.
You gotta believe in you.
Run away.
All right. Mad Men and Masculinity.
We are back.
Yep, we're back. We're back. Our last segment here.
The boys are back in town.
Mama, it's the men's again.
They're on the TVs again. The men's
on the screens again.
I don't know what they're doing on my screens again.
We're talking about just man belief systems and where does gratitude fit into all of those kind of things? And
here's what I have to say, and this is something that has been going around, but I think it's the truth. Gratitude is the magic pill to the life you want, to the joy you want, to the fulfillment you want. And if you're struggling with gratitude, it's time to look at your belief systems and figure out why. Because we have everything, especially in the West, in America, to be grateful for, and everybody's miserable. Why is that? Because when I go to Peru and I go to Mexico, I mean, I've been researching like Thailand and Costa Rica. A lot of those folks, I mean, especially ones that are in like the rural areas, are some of the happiest people on earth, and they have the least. So obviously it's not about the stuff.
No. And you know, I think, you know, relating this back to men, this plays out in us looking at each other in terms of who has what car, who has what house, who has what wife, who has what kids, you know, who, you know, whatever. I mean, you can go on and on and on. Who's the, you know, the dad of the year? Who's the, you know, who's got the great job, but he can always get away from work. He's always at everything, you know, and he's got the, you know, the hot wife and the good looking kids, and he's coaching the kids teams somehow. And, you know, he lives in that neighborhood and I live over here, or, you know, all this other kind of, we can do all this comparison stuff, trying to measure up from man to man, even men, you know, with businesses, you know, I'll say even men with organizations. I mean, men who, you know, who help other men or whatever in the, you know, that kind of work. A lot of times there's ego in there in terms of, you know, who's got more of this, who's got more followers, who got a bigger organization, who's got a bigger church. I don't know who's got a bigger group, crew, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, and it keeps us looking, you know, at each other and not looking at life with each other. And
yeah.
It keeps us competing as opposed to relating.
I'm glad you said that. It brought up a thought that's something I've been wanting to bring up because it's not something that's taught, because we have been taught our entire lives the Darwinian theory of evolution and the survival of the fittest or the survival of the strongest. If you go into the actual wording of the theory. But even Darwin said he was probably wrong, that there's a lot of ways he could be wrong. But because it divides us against each other, then this is still promoted, still taught. It's about the survival of the fittest. However, when you look in nature, when you really look in nature and you take time to think about it, it's all about cooperation. It's all about working together. It's all about symbiosis. Even predators and prey, it's all about symbiosis. Because when they took the wolves out of Yellowstone, what happened? The deer and the antelope and all the other ones started going crazy. And so they had to reintroduce the wolves to thin the population of the deer and the antelope and all the other prey animals because they were eating too much and doing all this stuff. So nature is about cooperation. And to Kirk's point, men, it's time for us to realize it's not about competition and survival of the fittest. It's about cooperation. And so if you have something, because we're big about that, we bring in as many guys as we can find, and we're going to have many more this coming year. This new year, we're going to bring as many guys in as we can that are doing something and partner with them and promote them, because it's about cooperation. It's about symbiosis. It's about us coming together to make things bigger, because when two or more of us are together, God is there. So when we come together and think about cooperation and symbiosis and working together and growing something, because when you compete, that divides. When you collaborate, that multiplies. So it's time to start thinking about multiplication, especially with the way the world's going right now. We're going to need more support, more help, more cooperation from all men everywhere.
Men absolutely need men, and the way we're going, we're going to need men even more. I mean, in terms of, I got your back, I'm supporting you. There's enough meat on the bone for everybody and everything. If you're in real estate, you know, there's enough transactions for everybody to eat. You know, if you're in whatever kind of men's work, whatever, there's enough broken, jacked up men that need help from other men that, you know, there's no need to compete for any of that kind of stuff. So the whole idea of us coming together, man, it's like, you know, it's like the movie 300 or even the Gladiators, like whatever comes out of there, you know, if we stick together, we have a chance. If we don't, we're screwed. Yep. And so us is, you know, that's definitely our belief on here, man, is this. You know, how can we, you know, how can we bring men together? How can we bring collaboration together? How can we help bring the tide in? Because when the tide comes in, all boats rise.
It reminds me of one of my favorite success quotes. To get what you want, help others get what they want. And so we're here to say, if you're unfulfilled, if you don't have any gratitude, if you're struggling with negative belief systems, look at your negative belief systems, get some help, stop competing, stop isolating, and get out there and start helping other people get what they want. Because it's all about networking. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know. And nowadays, especially, we need to come together, because we have been inundated for the last 100 years in this divide and conquer mentality. And you can call me a conspiracy theorist all you want, but I think right now, so like conspiracy theorists 100 to zero. You know, most of those conspiracies have come true because we were telling you the truth. We've been under a guise of divide and conquer. You know, the Federal Reserve and all these things are not our friends. All this taxation is theft. I mean, all these things are true. But to heal those things, to fix those things, we have to come together. And that's why they're trying to divide families. They're trying to get men out of the homes. They're trying to make us womanized and feminine because we're less strong. We're less protective. Women aren't feeling safe around us. And it's just dividing us all. But when we as men come together and support each other and get stronger, then that just creates this magnet. We magnetize families back together, communities back together. And so it's time for us men to come together and do those things so that we can not only save ourselves and save our communities, save our families, to save the world.
And we are going full speed into an election season.
Yes,
we are over this next, you know, 10, 11 months as we record this, we are going from the end of 2023 into 2024. And, you know, We are about to be just bombarded with division. We're going to be bombarded with arguments and you know, just the chaos that is every 4 years of especially a presidential election cycle. So we are going to be, I mean, we're going to be programmed to divide and to disagree and to argue and all this other kind of stuff, man. And if, you know, if we don't prepare ourselves now, it's like stand by for heavy rolls because the ship is coming about. I mean, you know, there's waves and you know, tumultuous seas coming. And if we ain't ready for it, man, you know, we're about to go into it all again. So we might need to get our big boy pants on right now and get ready to strap in, because it's about to get real.
Yeah, it's time for, I mean, they talk about the Great Reset and all that stuff, but I think it's time for us as men to do a Great Reset and to reset what's going on in this world. And that first starts with each of us individually. It's time for us to stop isolating, stop, you know, sitting on the computer, being drunk and, you know, not getting out in the world. It's time for us to get together, find a men's group, find an AA club, whatever it is, therapist, whatever you need, get out there and start changing your belief systems, because we can change the world. But we first have to change our world. And that first starts with having a little bit of gratitude, which, you know, may have to take a little work so that you can change that belief system from the negative belief system up to a neutral belief system, maybe then to a positive belief system. When you have that positive belief system, then you will have much more gratitude. And gratitude is the magic pill. It's the magic bullet. When you know, talk about the law of attraction and the secret and manifesting world, it's all gratitude. It's all about gratitude. When you have gratitude and you can sustain gratitude, a level of gratitude over time, you will see your life magically change. And people will be like, he's a wizard. What's he doing? I want some of that. What's he taking? It's all about gratitude. And if you are struggling with gratitude, then your mindset, your belief system needs to change and needs to be updated. And maybe you can start that off and get the nitrous boost, the turbo boost towards gratitude by serving others. Because I guarantee you, you'll feel more grateful when you've helped somebody else feel grateful.
And reach out. I mean, we just said a little bit ago, say it again. We both, you know, we both do individual coaching. Reach out to us. And we both know a bunch of people. I mean, we both have a lot of connections. There's a lot of people that are affiliated with Mad Men. You know, people that we have had on and will have on. You know, we got sponsors that are all on board. You know, we can probably connect you with somebody that can help you with whatever it is that you need help with. And so holler at your boys, but, you know, doing it alone ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, doing it alone is not a recipe for success at all. I talked to a guy today, happened to stroll by, you know, my website, and he was like, man, he said, it's so, you know, man, I don't know if it's coincidence or what, but he's like, I think it was a 20-some-year-old son, you know, can't have sex anymore because he's, you know, because pornography is going to ruin his sexual abilities. And I didn't know that this was such a problem in my household. And he started listing other things that were issues in his household. And you know, and man, it was like so many opportunities for us to connect with other people and just to brainstorm on who we can know and who we can connect with for this and that, and looking forward to having that guy on at some point. But reach out. I mean, man, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
And we're all better when we are together.
Yeah. And it's funny because I know a lot of folks see us on here and we do this because we love to do it. We were doing it anyway. And they're like, hey, maybe we can be of service. And it's funny because that's not what we get in reciprocation a lot of times. People are like, oh, you're just trying to get big. You're trying to make money. Well, yeah, we want to eat. But this is really about us being of service because we would do this anyway. We go out on the golf course, we go bowling, we go racing, go shooting, whatever, and have these conversations anyway. So we're sharing this with you to try to be of service and to hopefully just to you know, like that guy, he came across his website and realized that there was an issue. Well, until you have that acknowledgement, until you say, hey, there's an issue, then you're not going to be able to find help. And we coach as many men as we can find. And if we don't have the answer, we probably will know somebody or have at least an idea of where to send you. So first of all, know you need to be of service. Know you need some gratitude. Know you need to change your belief systems. And that starts with, hey, I need some help.
Yeah. The reality is neither one of us have made a dollar off of any of this yet.
Oh, no, we're still spending.
We are. Yeah. But even if we did, so what? I mean, if it's in the effort of helping people,
yeah.
I'm not opposed to anybody making a dollar, you know, in the endeavor of helping folks. And so that's why we partner with sponsors. That's why we do all the things that we do to help other people. And to your point, you know, you help enough people get what they want, you'll have everything that you want, that kind of thing. And so, you know, this is just a passion, especially going into this next year, going into a new year. You know, shoot, every month is the beginning of a new year, but going into a new calendar year, all these different kind of things, man, it's time for us to begin to fine tune our vision, fine tune our dream, fine tune our everything for what we want in this next coming year. One of the ways to do that, align our beliefs with our actions, begin to connect with each other, reach out to each other, and begin to line up as men. Something is happening in the man space. I don't know what it is, but some good stuff. good stuff coming together. There's a lot of people with some good passions that are coming together with some man things, man.
Yeah, so I'm digging a lot of men who have gotten tired of it. They're sick and tired of it, and they're ready to make a change, and they're ready to come together, and we're here for you. So men, reach out, like and subscribe. Find us out here in Denver. Come and see your boys and say, hey, I want to be a part of the Mad Men Mafia. We'll take you on.
MadMenRadio.com.
And until next time, Mad Men out.